Well, Tuesdays have always been a pretty special day for me, and about 5 or 6 years ago, I had a chance to spend every Tuesday with my old professor, Maury Schwartz, as he was dying from Lou Gehrig's disease, and sat alongside him in Boston as he slowly died from that disease, and he gave me some lessons that I never forgot. I ended up writing a book to try to pay his medical expenses for that, and it turned out to be a little bit more successful than we figured, Tuesdays with Maury. And I've kept all those tapes, and we had a chance to play them a few weeks ago, and a lot of people wrote in and said, dude, we really liked hearing Maury's actual voice, which a lot of people saw on the Nightline show with Ted Koppel as well. And so I figured, well, maybe on Tuesdays for a little while, we'll play a little of those, because it helps keep me in perspective anyhow. A lot of people always ask me all the time, well, what happened after you wrote that book, and how do you manage to live up to some of those things that Maury said? Well, it's not easy. One of the ways is to continue to try to remind yourself of them. And I was reminded of something specifically, Kenny and Rachel, when I saw O.J. Simpson back on television a little earlier this week or last week when, you know, he was had that road rage incident. Right. And when I was visiting Maury, the whole O.J. Simpson trial was going on, and everybody was so wrapped up in it, except Maury. Mm-hmm. Could care less because it didn't affect him. And, in fact, he was that way about a lot of things in our culture. You know, we live in a society where everybody wants to be so on top of everything, and we want to be cool. Even when we're young, we want to be cool. When we're middle-aged, we want to be cool. We want to be thin. We want to be good-looking. We want to be on top of all the news and involved with things. Maury had a little bit of a different attitude towards that. He said it's not the culture and what the culture teaches you that's going to make you happy. Listen to him talking about that here.
By and large, most people are asleep. They conform to what the culture tells them they should be. They don't use their intellectual capacities very much. They don't use their emotional capacities. And so they go through life at a very, I consider, minimal level. And then they die. And they never understood what their life was supposed to be about.
Now, I know a lot of people go through life like that in America, and they say, why aren't I happy? I have the things I'm supposed to have. I bought the latest toy. I watch all the TV shows. I know what's going on in the O.J. trial. How come I don't feel more satisfied? Well, I think, as Maury would put it, you have to kind of take different steps. And I did ask him in one of those Tuesdays, well, how do you go about sort of disengaging from the culture as strong as it is? This is what he had to say.
The first beginning is to recognize that's where you are. And not to be defensive about it, but to say to yourself, hey, my life is too restricted. My mind is too restricted. I am too fully conditioned by this culture. How can I step out?
And then, of course, Maury being a teacher, he wouldn't be a true teacher if he didn't lay out the actual plan. So, of course, I followed that up by saying, okay, how can you step out? And he tried to lay it out as logically as he could. Listen.
I think the first way to step out, if you can afford it, is to go around the world and live in different cultures. And then you'll start to see how limited you are from your own culture. That could be a great first step if you have the means.
And I've always talked about that. Anyone who's ever traveled always comes back with a different perspective on life and says, you know what? I was overseas for a month and I didn't watch any American television. I didn't miss it. I can't believe it. I don't know what's happening on Survivor. I can't believe it. And you know what? I survived just fine. Unfortunately, not everybody gets the opportunity to travel around the world. Maury had a suggestion for those who couldn't necessarily afford that as well. Listen.
If you don't have the means, then I would suggest you take all the available groups that you can. You go to a very intellectual group, you go to a political group, you go to, and radical ones, different ones than the ones you've been used to, and say, I want to keep my mind open. That's the key sentence. I want to keep my heart open so it can grow.
I thought that was pretty wise, especially for a guy who didn't himself necessarily have all the means to travel around the world, but he sure had a really good perspective on this culture and what does matter and what doesn't matter. And believe me, we sit here on a TV show and a radio show as part of that whole mass media, but I'll be the first one to tell you, don't let this program or anything I do become more important than your own life. Don't say, gee, someone's saying on the radio, I heard on his show, it's more important than my life. This is just entertainment. These are just programs. Your own life is what matters, and the people who are in your life and the people who you love are what matter. So we live in a country where it is hard sometimes to divorce yourself from the culture, and it's hard to feel like, gee, if I don't talk to everybody about what's happening on Temptation Island, I'm a loser. If I don't watch that Survivor program, I'm a loser. I need to be caught up. No, you don't. It's the people who think that somehow is what is making them successful in life are the ones who have to worry about winning and losing. Pay more attention to, I think, the people who are in your life and who really matter, and the real life and as it is in front of you. And if that means shutting off this program periodically to spend more time with your kids, we'd be the first people to tell you to do so. So I thought when I saw OJ back on there again, I said, maybe I need a little dose of reminder of what is and isn't important. And OJ's latest fiascos are not what's important. Anyhow, it's a Tuesday, so that's how I go about trying to sort of keep Maury in my memory and some of those lessons. I appreciate your letting me spend some time and sharing them with you as well. I got a lot of tape.